HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not. He's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98
KUPD. Nice job. There you go. First week of our new theme song there from the guys that silenced the voice. Nice job. No complaints so far. Everybody's enjoying the new theme song from last year's Pledio winner. So I think we'll have that one set up pretty nicely for the next 11 months. Nicely done, gang. We're proud of you. At 6:24, talking about that class girl, and everybody's like, man, I answered my door once when a neighbor kid was being chased by someone, and I didn't know what to do. It was like 12. He said, the kid's banging on the door. I open it up. He goes, this guy chasing me. And I'm like, I don't want that guy in here either. So you sit there and think for a second. He's like, I ended up letting the kid in, calling the police, but nobody showed up. I worry too much about home invasion, that the person frantically pounding on my front door is there to distract me so someone in the back door can do something real quick. And I don't like any of that stuff. Don't bang on my door.
It happened to a buddy of mine. The home invasion. Oh,
really?
On the door. Guy said he's delivering a pizza, and then two other guys came around. He got pistol
bonked?
Whipped. They
no
tied
kidding?
Him up.
They got him through the back door while he was talking
went,
to the pizza guy?
The front door. No,
and
those guys
just,
were just kind of
just
off
bum rushed
the side.
Him.
Yep.
They bum rushed him.
Does that guy still answer his door? Does he take his doorbell
nope.
apart too? Nope, me neither.
There's probably 26 cameras in that front area and a laser alert system. He spent
yeah.
some money.
He's trying to stop that still.
Barrier has been broke.
Yeah. That is not happening twice. Yeah, I've never had it happen. I watch too many of those Dateline things where I'm like, well, the problem here is everybody answers their door too often. That's the big issue going. Mm-hmm. Or you get out of your car and go, what the hell's going on around here? Look no further than, what the hell's her name? Jane and Edward or is it Eduardo, Ed something, Valseca. The Valseca kidnapping. Look that up. That happened down in your buddy's place in San Miguel.
Oh, yeah.
In Mexico.
That one where he's in the box.
Yes. The Valseca crime is the worst thing ever. There's people acting like they were
laying on other skin and hair.
Yeah, but they assumed he was really rich. So on his drive back from dropping his kids off at school, this car in front of him stops. Car behind him stops. And he goes, what the hell's going on? Instead of just zipping around, everybody going, run. And they boxed him in. And the next thing you know, he's got a hood over his head. And he spent the next 260 days living in a box that was 6 feet, 60 inches, 70 inches, 80 inches by 20 inches.
Yeah, it was only 20 wide.
Yeah, it was only 20 inches wide, and it was sandpaper inside, had a hot light bulb, and Mexican music playing the entire time, and they would feed him raw chicken in water, and then every once in a while.
And was it static, or was it just the cranked music?
Cranked Mexican music, and then yeah. noise, and then just all sorts of horrible things, but really loud.
7 months.
7 months, and then they get mad because they thought he had millions and millions of dollars. He's like, we had money, but we didn't have what they were at. They wanted like 8 or 10 million bucks or something like that. And the abductors would be like, you give us the money. And the wife's like, I'm trying. I'm doing all I can. Because she got abducted too. They separated and then they let her go.
And when they finally passed the money?
Well, beyond that, they shot him. Like when she's like, we don't have
it.
Here's $2 million. Like we wanted eight. Here. And they put one in him and just let him lay in that sandpaper box. And then put another one in his leg. He got shot twice. They never care. Then he comes. Then they let him go. And he comes wandering up to his wife's door, 90 pounds, and
well,
just
do you
standing
remember
on the porch.
The Ugh. Delivery went down on the bus,
yeah.
and that guy, Ugh. The relative that delivered it, all of a sudden the money's gone, and they don't hear anything
that's
for like 30 days.
That's right. Forgot.
And he
that.
Comes wandering up to the house.
Yeah. And then the guy's like, hey, what's up? I was the guy in the box.
We just gave them $80,000.
Yeah.
And
they gave him what they could find. I think it was like almost $1 million. They had like tons of money that they well, over time. They kept passing over cash. Water with chickens in it. Raw chickens. Like, this is what you eat. Somehow or another, he lived. Yeah, I'm not answering my door.
He weighed 160 pounds when he was kidnapped. He came home weighing about 90 with 2 gunshot wounds, 3 broken ribs, and other ailments.
Yeah, they started beating him and stuff.
The old Sam Miguel diet.
Yeah, well, a lot of people will go to Mexico at 160 and come back 90, but it's not because somebody abducted him.
The bloody bullet holes in his left arm were easy to see. The kidnappers told him in advance which days he would be shot, and they were punctual.
Yeah.
They would drape the cell in white sheets like a photo studio and then cap him.
I don't know how that has him. You know what the funny thing is the wife, if I remember right, wrote the book. And I was mad because I remember the book cover comes on the Dateline, and they're like, my husband something, I forget what it was called, but it said a wife's harrowing tale of kidnapping and torture. And I'm like, a wife? What the hell are you to
He did it.
Yeah, you got cut loose. She had to go home. You got to go home. A wife's struggle.
There's their holiday card from the year before, apparently.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah, it's creepy. But yeah, never get out of your car and go, what the hell's going on here? You'll end up in a sandpaper box eating raw chicken and water. Not happening. Or just don't go to Mexico. That's also a thing. Just avoid that.
Is that how your Mexico hatred started?
Oh, that's just another. There's another one stacking on the pile. Yeah, it's
bad things happen in Canada too.
Not like that. Not like as often. Yeah, bad things happen in Canada. Usually, you just fall down and.
No one finds you for a while.
Yeah, that's it. It's your fault. Or a grizzly bear eats you. They're the only problems up there. But the drug cartels of Canada usually just go, hey, buddy, sorry about that. We stole from you, but we're going to drop you off at our public hospital and take care of you because you're wounded.
Do they have a Canadian mob?
They do, actually. That's what that TV show about in Toronto. There's a Netflix show going
that's
on
Jamaican,
about the Canadian. No, it's a Canadian mob show. Which I have no interest in because, like, well, all right, the maple syrup trade's getting a little heavy there with Vermont, eh? We got to take down Vermont, right?
Tax it.
That's our syrup.
Nicest mobsters ever.
Ah, that's my syrup, right?
The Rizzuto crime family, apparently.
They're Italians up in Toronto. Oh, hey.
Whoa. Cuntrera family.
Not even.
Don't even try. Mm.
I'll call them Contreras.
There you go.
I'm gonna pronounce that differently.
They're Sicilian, John.
Eric has handed me a good story about a dude over there in Chandler who's in trouble. And evidently he's kind of a big deal in the Chandler region, right?
Oh, he is. Well, again, his Facebook page blew up the Living Chandler site.
Guys, it's an SAT question. hand jobs at massage parlors happen, but not all massage parlors give hand jobs.
Right.
True. Okay. True.
So just because you're in a massage parlor doesn't mean it's an automatic hand job. You can go to a massage parlor and get a hand job. That's a fact. But not all of them do it. But this guy didn't know the difference. And when the lady wouldn't give him a rubby, he just did it himself and then threw 50 bones at her.
You're not going to do it?
Uh-uh.
Fine.
I'm fine. Watch this. I've been doing it myself for years.
She's a little slow. I wonder why she's not just jumping in.
Yeah, what's going on here? I'm hard as a rock. I've got my pants off. I said massage. I've paid. What's going on? Why do you keep touching my back?
I always asked a buddy that did that. I was like, how do you know which ones? Oh, you know. Once you're in there, you know.
I wouldn't know. The clues would have to be halfway through the hand job.
Yeah, what is the code?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I guess
that was good, but you know it's missing one thing? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I couldn't do it. If she was asking, I'd be like, it's off. It's off. Deal's off.
This is entrapment.
It's off. If she doesn't start beating me off and on her own without a single code, I'd be like, well, I have to be the one who stops it. That's the only way I would be part of it, because otherwise I feel like, no, undercover sting. We're aborting. But according to police, the 30-year-old woman, who's a freelance massage therapist, said to the officers that this guy's name's Matt Coates, masturbated towards the end of a 90-minute massage appointment. The woman contacted police the same night and said that was uncomfortable. She cut the appointment a few minutes short. He said to her, "You have me aroused." When she responded with "excuse me," he apologized and stopped, and she continued the massage.
He realized.
And then he started to jerk off, and she said, "Hey, I don't think this massage is going to keep going like that. I think we should stop here." And he's, "What? He's so frigid." He paid her $90 for the appointment and then threw $50 in, like, this will keep her quiet. And said, "What did you think about me being aroused?" And the woman told police that that's what she thinks. She's just going to, "I'm not the massage therapist for you," is basically what she said. And he walked out of there half hard and confused.
He actually told the officer that he frequented other massage parlors. Yeah. Where the massage therapist would initiate the contact.
You know what his problem is? He's got too many bros in his life. He's got too many dudes he leans on for dumb stuff. Like, yeah, bro, I get jerked off in massage parlors. He talks about it like it's cool. So when the cops showed up, he thought they did it.
He just assumed we're all doing it, right?
All the bros. He's like, look, dude, I do this all the time. I just misread the room. No biggie. And like, this is not something a lot of guys do.
Hans, booby. Yeah,
I mean, it happens, but it doesn't mean we're all in on it.
He also told the detective about his 20-year marriage, his upstanding reputation, and that he worked with various causes to improve the lives of others.
Right, right.
Look, if you let me off on this, I'm gonna tell you about some other joints you can put a sting together.
Look, let me help you out.
Yeah.
You look tense, officer. I've got three places I can think of that's going to make your day better. I'm going to make you pee white. All right, what are you talking about? Hey, bro, we're cool, right, bro?
I've done a lot of charity.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is that he's a local businessman who does some charity work. Well, nice job, sir. Well done. And again, to all those guys out there right now, third shifters that are driving around, not all of them do it. Now, if you're lucky enough to find one that does it, why leave?
Go to that one.
Yeah, why in the world would you test
it? You
want to
mix
that?
It up, I guess, variety.
Different part of town. And, yeah. You know, hey, I was wondering what it's like over here in Gilbert. Do they have five fingers?
It was booked on the time you wanted to go. Who knows?
I don't know. Do the women in Gilbert have the same hands as the women in Mesa? Let's find out. I hear there are three-fingered ladies in Peoria.
My friend would tell me that they put saran wrap over his penis. Like, that's fun for you? The saran wrap? I don't know.
He probably went around and was like, I'm 9 for 9. Yeah. You know, every massage place he's going to, got it. It worked. Yeah. This was the one that was.
Yeah. He's got a journal.
Megan's even told me, like, she's okay with that. If she's there, like, she's, I like to go and, like, take some pointers because they're probably great at it. And I'm like, I still can't do it.
You got a pass? So you got a hall pass?
It's not even a pass. It's like a, like, she's like,
she
it's
be
cool.
In the room and,
yeah,
and
like with a notepad, part? Evidently. Okay. I don't know what she's doing. She's like, I just want to see what they would do. And I'm like,
like a pottery class?
I couldn't do it. There's no way.
Yeah, throwing some clay.
Yeah. It's like, it would be like, like when we go to the painter's palette and Dina's showing us how to make a wine glass with the right brushes.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you need to rally up, John. Jesus.
But I don't need a hand job.
A lot of guys out there that would kill for that.
Sorry, fellas. That's a one of a kind, I guess. But I jerk off just fine. I'm not like thinking that somebody's going to do it that much better.
She can watch videos.
Well, that too, but she's like, maybe, but I'm in it. So she's like, she'll see what
her
I
in the
like.
Corner with her. She's got a camera going, taking notes.
That's an interesting thing you do with
your
pinky.
Go back to that. Do that again.
Now you're actually lifting his sack with the pinky. Wow. That's what is that called? The crane?
He has a big crane? Sack.
He's got a lot of skin. He have many skin, lot of skin. Right. All right. Quit talking about my skin and just keep talking. Why you not all the way hard? Because she's got a camera and you're talking about my balls.
She'll probably tell her, no notes. This will be done in less than a minute.
No, watch. Oh, no, Brady. It takes a while to get this fella going.
Not from a professional.
From the pro.
But trust me. The pros make me more uncomfortable. It takes me a while. It's an event. But that's it. It's like, I couldn't do it. Even if Megan's like, let's get this. She said that to me, and I think it's her way of making it not happen. But like, you know, if we were in a situation and somebody was really coming on to you and, you know, they didn't, we were in a, like an odd city or whatever. She goes, maybe that would happen. Maybe we'd let that happen. I'd watch you do that. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. But then I just realized, I know in reality, I'd be in that room being like, I can't do this. This is weird. I don't like observation and judgment and all that. It'd be weird.
I don't like judgment.
Well, I don't like me. For God's sakes, can you imagine somebody's in the room going, all right, go. I'm like, I'm like, all right.
It's similar like the studio. I just want to come in and sit down and watch you guys. The studio.
Yeah, you know, nobody wants to have somebody
watch. You don't want to see this.
You don't want to watch it. Like, it's our b-hole. It's that, you know, you're seeing it.
Yeah, I just want to look at it for
an
hour.
I don't want anybody that I'm sexually active in the room, like, watching me do that. Because there's stuff that they wouldn't normally see unless they were under me or on top. Like, the breathing b-hole. Like, if they get a bad angle,
you're going to gape.
Well, you never. No, I'm not going to do that. But you know, you know what I mean. Like, if you're in a bad angle, like you've seen it in porn. Like, I don't need that angle. And like, if they're just sitting in a bad spot,
it's
and
just
I move,
the point where he relaxed.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're like, what's that? I don't need her seeing that. I don't need people I care about
right
seeing
there.
That.
Because you're there to be relaxed.
In your mind, it's a great idea. Ooh, I'm allowed to have this, and she's going to watch. I'm like, yeah, that's great. And then all of a sudden, she's like, I've never seen his beehole. I look.
I love on the Living Chandler Facebook page, his last post was January 9th. What do you need to help you get through the week?
No.
I know what you need.
Now, is his website shut down?
Yeah. The Living Handler.
He runs a Facebook page,
that
evidently.
You should respond. Don't be shy. To that. You never know until you ask.
I tried to find it, but I have to be accepted on there, apparently.
Oh, really?
Well, there's only one way into that club.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
I feel bad for guys who are out. I do. I kind of feel bad for guys who are out to get handies and then they get busted, because that's really the lowest form of getting any sort of action. If you're out just trying to get free handies, I feel bad when that goes south on you. I really do. Because I know a guy who got divorced because he went to a massage parlor and then the lady offered, and he tells me, and he's been a friend for a while. He's like, I didn't know. And he said, I took her up on it. And then I went back. My problem was I went back a couple of times.
And they get addicted.
And then they kind of like it. And then it got found out. And he's like, all he's trying to do is just get handy. And to me, that's fairly tame. But then, you flip it around. And I don't know what goes on in some lady's doctor's office, but he started to rub. And if she wanted it and it was over, where's the harm? You just want to breathe for a minute and just kind of relax. Having a soda, really.
Yeah. John, I found a place that does the barefoot. It's the best I've ever had.
Barefoot. See, I've seen that on porn.
Yeah.
That never looks good to me.
It doesn't look good to me either.
But if she is good, you'd be like, holy Moses.
That would be impressive if she can.
See, and the curiosity's there, but then.
Have your wife try it. I don't think it would work too well.
The sadness. And then I start feeling sorry for the girl who's got a wrapper monkey feet around my thing.
Yes.
This would be more my fear. You get a buddy that tells you, John, I had a friend that told me that he had a place that did it, so I went there. The only downside was it was a 300-pound Samoan dude, real soft hands.
What?
I might be more up for that, because at least the pathetic nature of it, I could tell the story. I'm like, this dude, I gave him $100. I felt so bad for, The Rock. Yeah, I don't. I. It's just not a comfortable thing for me to do. I wouldn't.
I mean, I've gone to a couple of the reflexology places, for the massage and stuff, but I don't see rallying up for any of the employees there.
I don't like it.
Wow.
Wow, you just said everyone there was ugly.
The ones
you just said they weren't ugly.
You just gave the name of the place.
I didn't say the name of the place.
What's isn't that the name of it?
No, there's a ton of reflexology places.
Good. I was worried about you. I thought that was the name
of it. Well, you just besmirched all reflexologists.
Well, now the ones that know Brady are like, oh, I see.
I see how this is.
What's up, George Clooney? Look, I was just saying I was going to another place. Couldn't rally up for you.
Wouldn't even
Rocky
try.
Dennis.
Wouldn't even try.
Yeah, I don't know.
The guys, John.
I know. I know what you're saying. Don't cover it now. But you're saying the women that work at the one you go to are hideous, and that's fine. That's the way you want it if you're trying not to get wood. I prefer my massage therapy to be awful. I wouldn't want some gorgeous woman in there. When I was in the Virgin Islands in an all-inclusive thing, and I don't like massages, and this lady was rubbing me down, and she did that, she started to tuck the sheets in to my butt crack with the karate chop. I'm like, I want to go so bad. I want to leave. None of it was exciting. None of it was relaxing. I don't like being touched that long. By strangers, I just don't like it. I don't like it.
I just asked this texter how expensive his habit was, because he texted us, you guys are opening up a real deep rabbit hole for me, man.
Hundreds. It was like 300 to 500, if I remember.
What?
But that was like, that was a long time ago.
For a handy?
Well, no. Oh, you get more than a handy.
No,
there's extra action. Okay, that's good.
Now, where's the menu card on that?
You just got to keep. You got to have a lot of cash in your pocket.
That's where he was telling me, like, the saran wrap, and it was the BJ.
Ah, interesting.
I would imagine the handy would be a lot cheaper.
$300 for that?
Yeah, I guess
that's
so.
A little heavy too.
You could have
maybe
sex
you know
with
you've
them
walked
too.
Into the right place where they have it on the shelves. There's rolls of saran wrap.
Yeah.
That's
Reynolds. The you got to BYO Reynolds wrap, then you know.
Support.
I'm not paying extra for the Reynolds wrap. Give me a break. I brought my own.
$12
off on this thing. $300 for that's a little heavy, but if you're.
I think he was banging too.
Man.
If I remember right, I don't know. It's been a while.
All covered up in kitchen film. Cling wrap.
That's so weird.
We out of cling wrap. I only have wax paper. All right, let's do this. A Ziploc bag. Try it. I couldn't do it, man. I wish I had more of that, but I don't.
It's research, John.
I know. That's what the cops say when they're in those sting operations. It takes a year to find out which ones are at it. I would do that. If it was my job and I was a investigative journalist or a police officer and we had a sting, that would be all. And then I could do it. Because you got to pass. You got to. It's clean. You're doing it for, you know, you're doing it for the neighborhood. You're trying to clean the streets. It takes some time. But I just don't. Anyway, it's, again, a lot of massage parlors offer handies. Not all of them. Let's not make assumptions. And I think the rule should be the customer can't ask.
Yeah, you got to keep it in your pants.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. She has to be the one who does it all. Don't Louis C.K. this thing.
Yeah.
The customer has to, yeah. What's that say? Not all massage parlors give hand jobs. Hashtag the more you know. It's got a little rainbow. Ba-da-da-da. Thank you, Jimmy. It's true. Not all.
A lot.
There are a lot. But it's not up to you to determine which ones.
It's usually the ones open at 11 o'clock at night.
Late night, yeah.
Yeah, and they have the real dark windows.
With the neon open sign.
Open sign, yeah.
Also read tarot cards. Probably a pretty good chance you're going to get you're getting jerked in.
Why would they want to be open at 11 o'clock at night?
You want a massage or future told or hand job?
Serving their clientele.
I want my fortune told.
How come the massages are only 5 minutes here?
And every fortune is, I see you laying on your back. Getting hand job for $50. All right. Well, you're a genius. Let's make that happen. Yeah, they're in industrial parks and things like that. That's when you know. That's not like a girl didn't go to school to work in an industrial park giving massage. She's a hooker. Very
John,
impressive group of people that are willing to do it. I'm not one of them.
My biggest fear in life has always been answering the question, so how did you get herpes? And I never want it to be a BJ from a masseuse.
Yeah, you want a good story when you've got the bumps. Well, she was worth it is the way you want to start that story. Not, I don't know. I gotta.
Oh, no, people are naming places.
And
now.
You don't also want to lose, like, money later. Like, you
the
don't,
go-tos?
Like, my friend who, like, he got divorced. That hand job cost him half a house. That's not worth it. For something you can do better, probably.
You could say that you're looking for a way out if you're out there getting
kind of
handies. And,
but again, I look at hand jobs kind of almost an accident.
Accident?
Well, I mean, there getting a rub down and somebody's like, and you're real relaxed, and somebody starts going, you're like, you know what?
Just finish it off.
What's the harm here?
Snap it around a
I have no emotion for you. Clearly, this is a job. That's why they call it a job. You probably put this on your tax return.
Can you just watch the porn? No, there's so many porn.
Exactly.
Jenna Jameson
but if it starts happening to you, it's awfully tough. Like, unless it's on a city bus. If somebody starts, you know, in the middle of a situation that's kind of intimate, but there's no emotion, somebody starts tugging on it. I think you can do that once. I think every guy can do that once and go home and be like, something horrible. Something weird. I'm not doing it anymore. But it's just the problem is you go back.
There was a... When I was in Milwaukee in the radio station, just before I got there, had a client trip, and it was in Japan. And the guys discovered a massage place over in Japan. They brought their wives. They'd go get it. It was to get a haircut.
Huh?
And one of the wives at the haircut was also happy ending.
I don't want scissors involved.
Well, no, it was two different services. Basically, they'd go to the haircut and spa.
Oh.
So... when the guys were they're there for 10 days and the guy's going in for his third haircut,
yeah,
the wife was like, he's getting his haircut a lot.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's like once every month or so.
They messed up something
I don't
back
think they
here.
Style it. They style it for me.
That's in Red Dead Redemption. You can get a shave, the bar, a bath, rent a room.
There's a lot going on.
All in one building.
Yeah, but they didn't have the technology to put buildings up willy-nilly. It's like, look, we can't just build a massage parlor. That's not feasible. We'll put it all here in the saloon with the alcohol, bathtubs and stuff, and girls.
The little barber stand in the one back in the one saloon is hilarious.
You just walk by that. I'm shaving haircut. That's great. I don't want one, but yeah, that's great. And I just go pounding on doors. That one's locked. And then there's some girl in there with a bathtub. And I'm like, this is the one.
You got to buy it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I got to go back to the front and pay the $4. I like a bath, please. Maybe I'll go into a massage parlor dressed as Arthur Morgan and just say that. You ride a horse up to the ones on 32nd University.
Been riding all day.
Gotta hitch old Daisy like a bath, please. Boy.
How about the cops coming to arrest you looking like that? Yeah.
Well, that's how I'd want to get caught. For me, you're like, yeah, local radio DJ was fine. Like, the camera shows me walking out in a duster and a cowboy hat. Somebody got to take care of my boy. Hopefully it's like the game, and wherever I go, the horse follows, so he's behind the police cars all the
just
way down.
Just got a whistle.
Yeah, whatever you do, do not use your rear voice.
Oi!
That horse travels cross-country behind
oh
you.
Oh, my God, on a train once. I'm like, I don't want to ride all the way back over to Valentine. I'm taking the train. The next thing you know, I'm standing in Valentine. I just went.
Good boy.
He followed the train? We didn't even buy him a ticket? He just ran the whole way. It's like an 18-hour run. I think I'm fine. I'll find water when we get there. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Go in costume, make it a big joke, and then even your boss can't get mad. Was that you in the news last night dressed up as a cowboy getting a hand job? It's, yep.
I would. Did you see my story on Living Chandler?
Yeah. Do you do it a lot? I do. I do that a lot. That's crazy, man. Well, what are you going to do? Got to live, right? That would be great for ratings. Saw you in the news last night. I know. How about that outfit?
You grandstand.
You get dressed up as Arthur Morgan, ride a horse to get handjobs? You don't? You haven't been? Anyway.
John, the only lingo I know about the massage parlors is when she asks you if you want me to make it snow.
Oh, wow. Jesus. See, again, that's an accident. Because I'd be like, what is that? We're going to like... Like bubbles?
You can do that in the room?
Is that hot rocks?
Because I've seen that at malls and stuff. I've seen a lady go up on the stage and go, hey, everybody, Christmas season. We're about to make it snow. Ooh, I'm going to stick around for this. But then they just shoot foam out onto the crowd.
You're just the dumbest idiot ever. They keep saying stuff like that, and you're like, oh, really?
Okay.
It's going to snow in here in a minute.
Hi, honey.
Hi, how was your day?
Something kind of weird happened.
I gotta tell you.
Lady made it snow. All I wanted was my legs rubbed.
How was it?
You should come with me.
Yeah, Al Madrigal, I forgot about this, and his Shrimpin' Ain't Easy thing did a thing. I think that was Shrimpin' Ain't Easy, but he had a joke where he said, go into the thing, and the lady said, you want me to make banana cry? Make the banana cry.
Yes.
Banana cry, make it snow.
I want to see you do that. I want to see you make a banana.
She's a
cry.
Magician.
She starts peeling a banana. I'm like, oh, okay. Either way, this is going to be good.
You're getting entertained.
Yeah, like
way.
If it isn't like a jerk off, but she goes, you watch me make banana cry? I'm like, oh, you know it. And if she started to peel a banana, I'd be like, this might be better. Whatever's about to occur.
Oh, my God, it's crying. Yeah.
You want me make white worms? Ugh. Yeah, I've never seen that. Any way you do that is going to be interesting.
John, the place I know in Mesa, $120 for full booty, and they also offer showers if you want to go after a hard day's work, from what I've heard.
You have a shower at home. Shower. See, that's the thing. Ooh.
Well, you got to get the evidence off of you.
Yeah.
Well, sure. All those dark, silky Chinese hairs that are on
those jail slippers outside the shower.
Yeah. Why do you have so many dark, silky, beautiful hairs on your thighs?
Why do you smell like a massage parlor?
No showers. I don't even know what a massage parlor smells like. Yeah, everybody's telling me the location. I don't know. It's just something.
Right next to an auto body shop.
I don't know.
Well, don't knock it till you try it.
I know. I'm not knocking it. I just know I could.
Megan wants to go with you. You go hand in hand.
This has been years. It's been a long time.
Check it out.
Part of her ploy to recognize that I'm uncomfortable.
Say you want the couple's massage.
I just bone her at home. That's the thing.
Like, you got to mix it up. It's been a while.
I know. I agree. I have no problem with, like, you know, adding a new person. And
yeah, you could change your mind. Now we're good.
Yeah.
You don't know. Maybe, like, super hot Asian comes in.
Probably not.
No?
Probably not.
Maybe Megan gets all excited.
You want me to make a wife a claim cry? Not really.
I make clam hail.
I make a hail. You are like a quick burst storms.
You
what
want
does that mean?
Taco sweat?
Yeah.
Are there other options here?
Yeah.
Where's the menu? Can I see a menu?
You want me to Rocky Balboa wife?
What is that?
Yes.
I do.
She's just punching her right in the face.
Oh,
didn't expect that.
I kind of did. I thought that's what that was, but I didn't expect it to be that. Anyway, $40. What are you going to do?
It's 6:54. Let's get a wake-up song ready to go. What do you got over there?
All right, wake-up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Looking to buy or sell a home? We can help you out with that. ELOteam.com. I hate breeds up here. I will be heard. Bear tooth disease. Rammstein. Ich will. Pantera, Cowboys from Hell.
I just heard Ich will last night driving around. Let's do it. Let's do a little Rammstein.
Rammstein.
Why not? There's no reason for it, but that's when they're the most welcome.
New album coming out, I think.
They do?
That's what I heard. I'll pull up the story for you.
Yeah. Anyway, going back to the original thought on this thing, do yourself some reading and watch that Dateline special or whatever special on Edward and Jane Valseca. Because if you haven't seen it, if you ever go to Mexico after that, you're braver than anyone I've ever known. My friend just told me that, too. Who's going on? We got a resort we go to. You're going to love it in Mexico. We're going. I'm like, we're not. I'm not going to Mexico. I don't want to. They had one incident at the place we're going to. One. Like, that's one too many. You know what you never hear about? The beheadings at the Hotel Del. It just doesn't occur.
I don't know. Every place has something.
On the outside.
The cool thing about the Hotel Del, everything has a crime. They don't have a crime syndicate that hangs within 10 feet.
I mean, I went to Aruba, and all I heard about from everybody was, oh, yeah, they
just
had
don't leave this
kidnapping
in your resort. Yeah. There's kidnappings and murders.
That's the same with San Miguel.
But it's not being afraid of the entire city to a point where it's like, just don't leave this area here. This is okay. But anytime you step like 2 feet outside of that, there's a good chance you're going to get killed. Like, that's too much. Like, in San Diego, if they told me at the Del, it's like, we have the ice cream shop here. You can get hot dogs on this and then the pier. And if you step outside of the pier, we just have to warn you, you're probably going to get murdered by the drug cartel. I'm like, that's not interesting to me.
And
there's
and
plenty of good
dude,
resorts here in the
that
States.
That dude's house was 10 minutes outside the
yeah,
city.
It was just a little bit outside, yeah, which is,
cause
you
he
want
had
that.
Acreage. And,
again, yeah. If I've never been to San Diego where they warned me that just outside the resort is a murderous drug cartel. We've got it under control in the fenced off area here. Like Jamaica, they warn you in Jamaica, like that fence there, they dig holes under that fence. And
see, I've wandered around Jamaica. I just think you get more pot. That's all you ever get.
Well, that's all they sell drugs. They have lots of that. But it's the criminal aspect of the ones who are under the thing that try to rob you. They're not going to kill you in Jamaica. They just want your money for more drugs.
The other side of it is something would go wrong.
I'm not interested.
Outside of the city, there's, you know.
Just not dealing with it. I'll go to San Diego. I can drive around safely and feel pretty good. I know there's bad neighborhoods, but the resorts are very rarely in them. And if they are, it's because I made a bad choice. We at the Del pride ourselves in no murders on property. That's great. But not off property. Wow. I heard 8 tourists got shot. Well, that's because they left the resort. Oh, that's not on us.
That's an adventure.
Screw Mexico. Screw it blue top to bottom. No interest. We got plenty of great beaches and resorts in our fair land. And a couple of them we've annexed. Got the Virgin Islands. We got that Hawaii. All that's good. Imagine going to Maui, and when you land, they're like, go straight to your resort. Don't wander around. That's what they tell you in some of those. Just don't wander around. Don't leave. Well, that's what a welcome. They put the lei over your neck. Never leave this area, ever. Why? Murder. This is not going to be fun at all. Aloha.
It's out of control now.
98 KUPD.